What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Talking Niners podcast, part of the Blue Wire Hustle Network. I am your host, Kobe Ransom, and joining me from his lovely dorm is the great Niner Wire, Sam. Sam, what's going on today, buddy?
What's going on, man? Bit of a busy day, but you know what? Football is back. College football was back last week. Syracuse beat Ohio 29-8, something like that. I don't even know. I just got to put that out there real quick because Syracuse, the best team in college football. But anyways, NFL is back tomorrow. So I'm hyped for that. Let's do it. And the Niners play on Sunday. Even better.
Yes, sir. Although today, I guess it's kind of depressing news. I was just checking my schedule to make sure I saw everything correctly. And then I saw I had a shift for Sunday. And I was like, oh, I was supposed to be off on that day. But I guess they tossed one in there. So now I'll be missing the Niners game. At least missing it live. I'll probably watch it when I get home.
Whenever just record it.
Game Pass or whatever I end up doing. But yeah, I have to watch it later. So that's fun. But yeah, I see Amin is in here. What's up, Amin? I was a show with Amin on Sunday, but then my job was like, hey, you gotta work. I'm like, well, guess I'm going to work then. So yeah, you know, it's fine. It's fine. Hey, it's part of working a retail job. It's just kind of what happens. They schedule you for the weekends because it's when they need you. So yeah, other than that, I mean, it's storming outside, so hopefully my stream stays up. But other than that, it's an okay day. Okay, Dave. Let's get into a little bit of the news that happened from the press conference before practice today. We had our Niners captains announced. It's Fred Warner, Jimmy Garoppolo, Trent Williams, George Kittle, and two first-timers with Raheem Mostert and Jimmy Ward getting captain honors this year, and Eric Armstead. So those are your seven captains, and also Jimmy Garoppolo, as Amin said in here, I saw just a second ago, has officially been named. Well, he officially named himself the starting quarterback, which at this point isn't very surprising. We kind of expected that to happen, but there you go. It's officially been stated by someone on the team. Jimmy's starting. Yeah. Don't know. I mean, it's not surprising at all. It's what we expected at this point.
Yeah, Jimmy's the starting quarterback. I mean, as much as I wanted to be Trey Lance, I'm totally fine with Jimmy Garoppolo. Again, I believe in the guy. Kyle Shanahan does not. So if that's what he wants, that's what he wants. That's all good with me. But other than that, I mean, the press conference, nothing too big came out of it. It was just the captains being named. By the way, Jimmy Ward, if you told me he was a captain like 4 years ago, I would not believe you at all. I would just laugh at you. Even like 3 years ago, if you told me he was going to be a captain for this 49ers team, I would have just laughed at you because I remember everyone used to hate Jimmy Ward, but now he's one of the best players on this team. So way to redeem yourself there. The only other thing was the injuries. Jalen Hurd on IR. I'm not really surprised by that. His knee was kind of bothering him through
camp. Well, he's not on IR yet. They said that they might put him on IR because of his knee. Apparently, what was said was he was able to get through the game on the preseason game two weeks ago now?
Yeah.
On Sunday, and then after that, his knee started messing him a little bit, which is like kind of what I think I said this. I forget which episode. Every time he practices, it's like every time he plays or practices, it's okay for a few days, and then his knee acts up or something acts up and he's out for a while. So once again, Jalen Hurd is not going to be reliable, at least from the looks of it, throughout the season to be available. So Niners protected Travis Benjamin yesterday along with Sudfeld. And who else did they protect? It was someone else. I forget.
Was it Elijah Sullivan? I heard that he was a candidate to get pulled up.
No, I think he got cut, actually, to make room for Dante Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Now back on the practice squad after they signed Josh Norman. So I forget the last guy was, but I know they protected Sudfeld, obviously, because he's the third quarterback, and then they protected Travis Benjamin, who is likely going to be called up probably since Herb will likely be on the IR. So yeah, that's the news. I think Shanahan said Kinlaw is expected to play. Mostly they're hoping he's going to play. And then Trey Lance is limited today. We know he has the finger thing. So, I mean, we'll see. Kyle Shanahan is not sure yet if he's going to be active or available on Sunday. So we'll have to wait and see with that. But, yeah, that's pretty much the news before we hop into what we're going to talk about today. Anything else you wanted to get into, Sam, before we start our list of topics?
Not really. Kind of hit the hammer on the nail right there. So ready to go.
All right. So we know that week one hasn't been the best so far to start the Shanahan era as far as offensive efficiency. We know the first 2 years, you know, was kind of different the first year. obviously rebuilding team. Brian Hoyer. The offense was scoring like 3 points. Shabbat had the scores pulled
up. I was at that game. It was like 23-3. Yeah, it felt like 100 degrees. That game was one of the most depressing games I've ever seen play football.
Yeah, and then we had the first Jimmy opener the next year against the Vikings. Kirk Cousins' first year with the Vikings was that year, and that game, Jimmy had 3 picks, wasn't the best. Then after that, we had the Buccaneers game, which the offense only scored 14 points. The defense, 17 points. The defense scored 14. So technically, we won by 3 without the 2 pick-sixes, but it went nonetheless. But offense wasn't efficient. A lot of mistakes in that game as well. Obviously, Jimmy Garoppolo coming back from the torn ACL. And then we had last year's game where we were missing our top 2 receivers. And Jimmy Garoppolo had a few missed opportunities in that game. And we ended up losing to the Cardinals, obviously divisional matchup. Now we have this year, which is probably the best team the Niners have fielded on opening week. And this is probably the worst team they've played on opening week. So, Sam, is this the year that the 49ers get off to a fast start as opposed to their normal slow starts the last 4 years with Shanahan?
I also want to point out this is also the healthiest team that the Niners have had going into week one.
Yeah, which is why.
So, healthiest, most talented, and weakest opponent. I think this team should absolutely dominate the Detroit Lions. It shouldn't even be a contest. It shouldn't be really close even. So, I definitely think the 49ers are going to get off to a fast start week one with the win against the Lions. And then week two, at Philadelphia, I know a lot of people have been saying, oh, it's brutal that they're opening up both games on the East Coast to start it off. But, at the end of the day, you're playing 2 pretty weak opponents that you should win games against. That's a great way to start off your schedule going 2-0, which I do think will happen. It's what we did in 2019 as well. We went 2-0 against Tampa, against Cincinnati, 2 weak opponents at the time. So overall, I definitely think that the 49ers should get off to a fast start. And it's going to be pretty concerning if they don't get off to a fast start, especially if they don't win the Detroit game, then red flag should be waived, I should say. And then if they don't, it should be a blowout, in my opinion, the Detroit game. Not necessarily like the biggest blowout ever, but the Niners should win pretty easily that game. So if that doesn't happen, if they keep it really close or something like that, it could be a bit of a concern. And then Philly, looking at the Philly game, we'll talk about that more next week, obviously, but they're going to be a bit more of a challenge than the Detroit Lions, so that'll be a bit more challenging, but it's always nice to get a 1-0 start right there, so hopefully the Niners can do that.
Yeah, I think it's not like you're going out on a limb saying the Niners are going to win against the Lions. This is what everyone expects. I think everyone who isn't a Lion fan or a 49ers hater is expecting the Niners to win this game pretty easily. So it's not a whole lot to really break down from the standpoint of the different Lions. I couldn't say Detroit for some reason. The Detroit Lions obviously have a brand new head coach. No more Matthew Stafford. Some changes on the offensive personnel. Defense was one of the worst last year. So just everything. It's an uphill climb for sure for the Lions coming into this game. They're obviously the lesser team by a wide margin. The Niners, as you stated, they're coming in the healthiest they've ever been, probably the deepest, the best they've ever been. And this being the worst opponent that they've ever faced, Shanahan should definitely come in, or at least not, but the 49ers should definitely come in and have their way with the Lions and do whatever they want to do with really no sort of issue, at least on the surface. Week one is normally a weird week. To kind of explain how weird it is, the Colts, who were a playoff team last year, lost to the Jaguars week one, who didn't win another game after week one. So, things can happen, but just the gap between these two teams is pretty wide. And then once you obviously, like you brought up, just a brand new head coach, brand new coach staff for the Detroit Lions, rookie staff. Just you don't expect them to have any kind of struggles at all. And just kind of, transitioning into the next point. With Lance kind of uncertain, it's hard to say whether or not.
Can I just say one more thing about the whole thing with the Colts losing that game week one, and then us, if we lose this game week one, we're in a much tougher division. We're in a division where, honestly, I'm going to do my season predictions later tonight. If you told me my team in last place, not going to spoil it, but if you told me the team in last place that I had predicted won the division, I wouldn't be surprised. That's how stacked this division is. So overall, I definitely think you need to get those wins, especially those easy wins. Those are the key games this year, in my opinion. Games that you should win the easiest should be, you have to win those games.
Yeah, this is for sure. I don't think must win is the word here, but
it's not necessarily a must win, but you should win this game.
But this is a should win game. This is one of the games that you can't afford to lose. You have much harder games on your schedule than the Lions and the Eagles and, you know, teams like that. So obviously a should win game here for sure. But yeah, going into, I plan to talk about potentially having both quarterbacks play in this game and kind of how that would be split. But I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty around whether Lance will play or not because of his finger. Shanahan expects him to throw today, I think, a bit, and maybe also a little later in the week. So we'll see. He's kind of up in the air. But if both quarterbacks do play, what would you expect the split to be in terms of snaps, since Shanahan seems like he's willing to play both guys in the same game?
Yeah, he definitely seems willing to play both guys. I would think it's primarily Garoppolo for this game. If they want to run Trey Lance as well, like do that two-quarterback system, go ahead. I think that would be fun to watch, honestly. But I think primarily, and this is really going to be whenever the 49ers are playing game with their starting quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, it's going to be Jimmy Garoppolo. And when Trey Lance comes in to be the starting quarterback, it's going to be primarily Trey Lance. They may run some trickery with Trey Lance. I don't really know. We'll have to see. It's something that we haven't seen with Kyle Shanahan run before. He didn't really run it at training camp, so maybe they've been doing stuff at practice that the media doesn't have access to practice. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Also, if the Lions are just terrible, the 49ers have blown them out, as Kofifi Coffee said, 49ers 38, Lions 0. If that's the score, then you put Trey Lance in the game. Give him some reps. Give Jimmy a break. Because, I mean, at this point, Jimmy Garoppolo is your starting quarterback. It's an interesting debate. Is it better to lose Jimmy Garoppolo, or is it better to lose Trey Lance, or which one do you want to protect more? It's an interesting debate, but I think you also got to just take those risks, put Lance in the game, give him some experience, because that's what he needs, and that's why he's not starting on this team just yet.
Yeah, I think Trey, if he does play, will probably get about 10 to 15 snaps, maybe. Probably primarily going to be used in the red zone. And another way he'll probably get in before the red zone is likely if there's either something that Shanahan really wants to run that he thinks can work, or if Jimmy Garoppolo is struggling in the offense and needs a spark. I think that's the only time he might get in. I don't think it'll be anywhere near what the Raider game was, because that was a preseason game. Nothing on the line, kind of just testing out how it is and how the players handle it and all that good stuff, which I think they did well in that game. But definitely not something you want to do during a real game and have and breaking up the rhythm of the quarterbacks or whatever. So even if, you know, Shanahan said and we saw in the Raider game that he wants to use both guys, I think it's going to be primarily Jimmy. I don't think you want to just have a mess of offense because you're just constantly switching between two guys. So I think Jimmy will definitely get the majority of the stats. Trey, if he plays, might get like 10 to 15, or maybe even less than 10, depending on how the game
goes. He's not going to get that many if he plays.
Yeah.
Wait, so like, if he does, if he does primarily play, it should be in the fourth quarter, probably.
Yeah, if he does, it would probably be in the case of a blowout. But
and also, might as well mention, I think they want to save those trick plays for the teams that are actually going to matter, like a division opponent or like the Green Bay Packers who we play week 3. Those are where you want to save the trick plays for. You don't want to leak those out against a team like the Detroit Lions, who you're easily going to beat.
So this is one interesting thing. I think it's going to be interesting to monitor as the season goes on. As far as like Jimmy Garoppolo's play, how much his play means towards, obviously we know that Trey Lance is around the corner. I mean, how much does that stake for Garoppolo in these games? I mean, can he afford to have any mistakes at all? You know, if he wants to hold on to a starting job for as long as possible, like if we throw the pick or a couple of bad series, is that it? Or you think he has more of a leash than that?
If he has a bad game, they're going to put Trey Lance in. I feel like that's the point right now. But I mean, at the end of the, it's, and it'll probably be Trey Lance in for the rest of the game. And then you evaluate the next week. But overall, I mean, if it's like one interception and Jimmy Garoppolo has like 3 touchdowns or something like that, has a pretty good game, that's not that big of a deal. If it's like 2 or more interceptions in one game, then I think you have to make the switch. If Jimmy Garoppolo is having a bad game, you have to make the switch. Get Trey Lance in, because Trey Lance is going to be the guy who can help us win the game, not Jimmy Garoppolo if he's throwing for 3 interceptions every game.
Yeah, I think that's about where I was going to go with that too. If he has a bad game overall, like just from start to finish, or at least for a whole half, he's like, you know, just, it's just not it. Like he's really having a tough time. Then I think at that point, it's going to be Trey Lance who's going to get, you know, the next gig. Because I mean, no longer does Kyle have to deal with Jimmy playing like bad Jimmy. He can make the switch whenever he wants to. So it's a lot of pressure on Jimmy to play well at all times. to keep his job for as long as possible. Because, I mean, if that's the scenario that I get, you know, and Jimmy's stinking it up and, you know, and we and cause us to lose, I think you definitely have to consider putting Lance in. Now, it depends on how the game goes. Obviously, if Jimmy plays well and we lose, then maybe you know, you still stick with Jimmy. But that's where this whole situation gets interesting, because it's like, what's the threshold, right? Like, what I wonder what Kyle used to see from Trey to start him over Jimmy at this point, because obviously he didn't show enough throughout the preseason and training camp to start him over Jimmy. The injury kind of helped too, because you don't really have a choice. You want to, you know, you don't have a reason to throw Trey out there injured, so you just play Jimmy, you know, for the meantime. But I just wonder what it's going to take to get Trey into the game as a starter over Jimmy Garoppolo, because it feels like there really isn't like an easy landing spot. I just feel like this start was the easiest landing spot, because if you don't start him in one of these first 2 weeks, then week three, week four, week five, you have the Packers, the Seahawks, and the Cardinals. And, you know, those are, you know, three divisional games, three tough games, and then you have the bye week. Then you come back and play against the Colts, who are probably another team that's likely going to be contending for a playoff spot in the AFC. So it's just kind of thinking, where do you put him in, you know, if you do plan to start Trey at some point in the season, which is why a lot of us were clamoring for him to start week one, so you can have this easy landing spot to kind of work out the kinks and everything like that. But if that's not going to be the case, it's hard to see Trey is getting shoved in there. I mean, unless Kyle feels more confident in him, then he leads on. But it's a wait-and-see thing. It's really can turn into a messy situation. That's really the biggest thing that it's just evident here, is that if it's not handled correctly, it can get real messy. And we're just hoping it doesn't get to that point.
Exactly. Just make sure it's not like a Nathan Peterman scenario, as Dawson said. Just make sure it's a good scenario. You can replace them whenever you want. That's what you got to hope for. Don't force Trey Lance in there. That's really the only goal.
Okay. What was the next? I'm all constant. See, listen, I was like,
we were looking at like the defense.
So now it's the defense. Yeah. I'm all out of sorts. It's a rainy day outside.
Dude, it's pouring out here, and I lost my umbrella. I had to walk for like 10 minutes, and I was in khaki shorts, and they were just soaked. It was brutal, man. And my backpack got soaked too, but luckily none of my stuff got wet.
I get my head in the game. It's week one. I'm rusty for some reason. I was asleep most of the day. No, just laying in bed, just on my phone, just watching YouTube. I feel like I'm still kind of waking up a little bit. All right, defense. This is likely one of the easiest matchups all season. You know, just obviously going from Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff. Niners have had their way with Jared Goff the last four times they faced him. Maybe minus that Saturday night game where Goff kind of was all right until the end there, when he kind of tossed the game away. Threw the pick six to Fred Warner, obviously, and then almost threw a pick to Marcel Harris late in that game, but didn't matter anyway. But yeah, Jared Goff was without Sean McVay, a much lesser offense as far as the weapons and everything like that. The offensive line for Detroit isn't great at the moment. Penei Sewell didn't have a great preseason. A lot of things to improve on. And then here comes the Niners with their now healthy defensive line, and they are going to be coming in waves throughout this game. So I'm pretty sure this is where you feel like the Niners are going to dominate, because their offense – it's going to be extremely hard for the Lions to do much of anything against this healthy defense.
Yeah, I think this defense, I mean, it's one of the most dominant in football, especially you look at that front seven. I know we said that Kinlaw may not play week one. That's not a problem, because we got guys like Arden Key. I don't know why I thought of him. Kentavious Street. We got guys like Kevin Givens. We got guys like Zach Kerr right behind them, ready to do some work. So also Eric Armstead can move inside as well if we need him, along with DJ Jones. So a healthy defense, a healthy front seven should not be a problem for this 49ers team. No Mosley either. It's going to be a bit more of a problem than losing Kinlaw, but I trust Amendola Lenore going up against week one. And also look at the Lions receivers, like Tyrell Williams. That's your number one receiver. Not good, to say the least. But, I mean, I like Amon Ross St. Brown, but he's a rookie, so we'll have to figure that out with him. But overall, it's one of the weakest – it is the weakest receiving core in football, so – I'm really not concerned about the Lions offense. This 49ers defense should dominate all game. I don't really need to say much more.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot to break down. It's a one-sided matchup, to be completely honest. You know, it's just a game Niners should dominate and should win fairly easily. I won't get to see it live, but hopefully when I watch the past broadcast later on in the day, hopefully that's the way it turns out. But as far as the offense, I guess we can talk about that too. How do you expect them to kind of approach this? Do you think they kind of rely mostly on the running game? That's kind of what I think they're going to do, just kind of like just run it down their throat. That's the way Shanahan wants to run his offense, through the running game and play action. So if the running game is getting going, if Raheem Mostert is really, you know, just shredding the defense or however you're going about their business, I think it's – Jimmy won't have to do much in this game in the passing game standpoint. I think they can probably win this game, you know, on the ground for the most part, which is would be even easier if we had Trey Lance in there. But I guess that would be to be determined. But offensively, they're fully healthy. They got all their weapons available. They got Trent Sherfield, who's been fantastic throughout the preseason and training camp. So that's another weapon, another guy that they didn't really have last year. And obviously, Ayuk and Debo, who played two or three games together, you know, last season.
Something like that. It was very little.
So having both of them, and obviously a healthy Kittle. So I don't think the three of them played together, you know, often, if at all, for the most part in that season last year. Last season was a mess, but whatever.
It was a disaster.
But offensively, I mean, the run game is the way that this offense really gets going. So I expect the run game to be a heavy focus in this game for the Niners.
Yeah, their run game should be pretty good. You look at the Lions' defense, they actually have a pretty good front seven. But again, it's the Lions. Nothing's really good coming out of there at this point. Their front seven is, I mean, as I said, their front seven is honestly pretty underrated. That's definitely the best part of their team right now. But I think this is a team where, I mean, Kyle Shanahan, phenomenal guy when you run like the run game and all stuff. So I think the 49ers are just going to try to run up their throats with the Lions. But overall, I think if you need to use the pass game, it shouldn't be a problem. That secondary depth, I mean, you have Amani, I don't even know how to pronounce her last name. Jeff Okuda, those are the two starters. Ifeanyi Melifonwu is a guy who I really like, Syracuse guy. And then two safeties, Will Harris, Tracy Walker. I mean, nothing really much there in the secondary. So if you need a pass ball, you can, because I think this O-line, I mean, we bolstered this offensive line. It should be a lot better. So that's what I'm looking at right now with the Detroit Lions. I think it's going to be a pretty good game for the 49ers offense, but you're going to try to run it up their throats. If not, you can go to the passing game. I'm not too concerned. So overall, it's going to work out real well.
And this is a real short episode. I mean, not a whole lot to go real, over.
I thought this was going to be a long episode for some reason. I don't know why.
I thought so too, but I mean, huh.
We could, hey, if we want to extend it, we can give our 49ers record predictions real quick.
Guess we could. What are you going to go with?
I'm going with 12-5 with – let me pull up the schedule. I said this the other day on my friend's pod. Check it out. Clean the boards. Make sure to check them out. Shout out to Austin and all those guys there. But I'm going to pull up the schedule real quick. But it's 12-5. It's tough. I thought, you know, it was weird because during the podcast, I was like, oh, we're probably looking at 10-7. Then I look at all the games we have, and I was like, oh, 12-5 actually makes more sense here. I have the schedule pulled up now. I think I said losses to Green Bay, at Arizona, Atlanta, Tennessee, and at Seattle were the five losses I had. And Atlanta, I have us losing to Atlanta. That just screams trap game. You're going to the East Coast. You're going to the East Coast on a Thursday night game. It's Sunday. You're probably focused on Tennessee, a team that should win their division. People are going to be overlooking Atlanta. I think Atlanta, it was a trap game for us last year. I think they're going to shove it up us again, and they're going to beat us again. So hopefully that won't happen, but I think looking at that trap game, it's a trap game. That game streams trap game more than any other game for us, in my opinion.
I think I'm thinking about the same thing, 12-5, 11-6, most likely. I know the reason, you know, tough division is kind of what I think of. Just obviously a tough division, so divisional games can be real. It's going to be the thing. How many division games can they win? If Jimmy Garoppolo is still starting week three, Green Bay, well, no, because they're going to be without Bakhtiari. So I think the pass rush will be able to handle Rodgers pretty well. Seattle's always tough, you know, doesn't matter. Who's playing, when, where. This is always a tough game. Arizona, those games have been pretty close too, even though last year they did beat Arizona with C.J. Beathard starting. So, I mean, I guess we'll see. Then the Rams, with Matthew Stafford now, is it going to be a bit different, you know, against playing against Jared Goff and Sean McVay? I feel like that matchup would be a little bit tougher than it has been in the past. But outside of that, toughest games are probably what, Green Bay, Let's see, Indianapolis, most likely. after that, Tennessee, maybe like three or four hard games outside of the division. Our schedule was mostly pretty favorable. I think 12-5 is maybe even 13-4 if things really go their way. But I'm gonna stick with 12-5 with you. I think I'm gonna go 12-5.
17, as Max says right there, 17-0. I'm quarterback, just slinging that ball downfield. Can't even throw a spiral. Ayuk will go up, catch it, and I'm the best quarterback in the league. Call me the MVP, baby.
If Kyle Shanahan wins one game with you starting quarterback, he deserves the coach of the year every year.
That's not nice.
No, man. I mean,
dude, I will sling the ball, dude.
I mean, yeah, you can sling it, but where's it going?
It's going to the goddamn receiver because I'm a good ass quarterback. That simple. I will sling the ball downfield. Yo, who the hell is Trey Lance? Trey Lance can throw 60-yard bombs. I can throw 80-yard bombs.
Sure.
Just getting that arm ready. Let's go, baby.
Why don't you have to throw Syracuse then? If you're that
good. Dude, I'm walking on the football team. You didn't hear that?
Oh, okay.
It's Tommy DeVito. It's Tommy DeVito, the quarterback. I cannot disrespect that man. So, therefore, that's why I'm not taking over. But I will sling that thing. As soon as he graduates, I think this year, I don't really know, I'm in. And we're going to be taking Syracuse to the national championship, destroying Alabama. It's that simple, baby.
I guess the last topic we had was over-under. You're taking over or under in this game? 7.5 Niners.
Over. It should be a blowout. It doesn't have to be like a 38-0 blowout. It can be like a 20-point win. It doesn't really – it's definitely over.
It has to be 30. It could be 20. That's fine. That's still
– it could be 20 and I'm happy.
Pretty embarrassing. yeah, I'm taking the over. It should be a pretty easy game.
If it is under that, then you have an issue with this.
Depends on how it goes down because obviously, you know – even
if they put it's only an issue if the starters are the ones that give it those points. If it's like the backups, they give up like two touchdowns towards the end. It is what it is. I'm chilling.
Or if it's the Niners offense has, you know, is struggling to get going. That could be a thing too.
That's true.
Where the defense is kind of like dominating, but the offense is having mental miscues or a couple missed throws here and there. If that's the case, then I mean, Jimmy's, you know. I mean, that's when you start, okay, it's going to be such a toxic week after week thing with Jimmy and Trey. It's going to be every week, everyone's going to be micromanaging Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, oh, wow, what a missed throw there from Jimmy Garoppolo. Put Trey Lance in. And I'm glad I get to miss it because I'll be at work. And I'm going to try to stay off Twitter and everything so I can not be spoiled. But yeah, this should be a – I'm trying to get ahead of myself. This should be a dominant win for the Niners. I mean, it's not much
to talk
about here. It's the Lions.
I mean, it's like all we're saying is that the 49ers should win this game. There's not really – usually when I did my streams on my channel, my pregame streams, I would be like, okay, here are the keys to the game. The keys to the game for the 49ers are don't suck. It's that simple.
Just don't
suck. It's that simple, man.
Yeah, not a whole lot to say. I mean, maybe next week when we have actual film and results, it'll be a little easier to kind of – talk about the game. We have an idea. Right now,
we can also break down a game next week. We can talk about the Lions game for a little bit.
Yeah. Next week could be a lot easier because this week it's just like, yeah. We're
playing the Lions. We're going to win the game. Yay. That simple.
Yeah, I mean, as Dawson says, don't get your knee.
That's the only fear. Yeah, that's actually the key to the game.
Yeah, that's key to the
game. As long as we don't get our kneecaps bitten off, it's that simple.
Don't be cute.
That also works as well.
I mean, sometimes Shanahan likes to get a little cute. So, I mean, I guess.
He definitely does.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, you could do that against the Lions. Like, you can get a little cute against the Lions, I think. You know, I think it's not.
He definitely could, honestly. We'll have to see what happens, though.
You're one of the
I think it should be.
It's an option play with Jimmy Garoppolo. It's a reoption with Jimmy. Let's see Jimmy use some legs a little bit.
Exactly. God, this podcast is going to be so funny listening to back if we lose this game somehow.
We're all here like, yeah,
literally, we're just like,
you know, it's just, you know, Niners should win this game, blah, 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 blah. This should happen, that should happen. And then,
literally, hang on 1 second. We're literally just like walking around, just like, we're going to win this game, just like relaxing, chilling back.
Sitting back. Yeah. Just so, like, guys, how are we going to celebrate this win tomorrow? I mean, not tomorrow, Monday. It's going to come out
exactly.
Monday. Like, hey, easy dub. Big play, Slate. Thank you for the sub. Hey, everyone else who's listening,
appreciate y'all. Sub to Kobe, channel. Dude.
I'm sitting at 78. Answer
to me while you're at it. I have a stream
week one. Maybe can we get to 100?
Oh, we better. We better get Kobe to 100.
You got like 4 days, so I need y'all to get on it. But is that really?
Oh, wait, hey, we have a roster move for the 49ers. This is breaking news. The 49ers have signed Nate Jerry to their practice squad and released offensive lineman Corbin Kaufusi. Nothing big. He was signed him in the offseason. He was like one of the first people to be cut.
What a signing, man. What a signing.
Really, that is a game-changing signing.
Deal breaker. Super Bowl.
Per Matt Maiocco. God credit my sources.
We're at 79 now. So we need 21 more to get to 100.
Let's do it. Sub to Kobe, man. Hashtag sub to Kobe. I'm going to tweet that out right now. Hashtag
sub to Kobe.
Hashtag sub to Kobe. Tweet that out.
Hey, everyone listening right now, go to Twitter, tweet hashtag sub to Kobe.
Hashtag sub to Kobe. Well, just so we're starting that hashtag. Do that right now. Dawson, I see you. I follow you on Twitter. I better see that. Do it. Kofifi Coffee, I don't know about you, but I'll follow you on Twitter if you follow me. Tell me your Twitter. Tweet out sub to Kobe. That's simple.
Now. We're going to talk about. Oh, Shang-Chi was fantastic. I don't know if you've seen
Shang-Chi was absolutely loved that movie, dude. I saw it on Sunday. It was so good.
Maybe we should say Kobe Ransom. That's a good point from Big Play Slay. I might just go find
We'll do Kobe Ransom. I'll delete that tweet. We'll do hashtag sub to Kobe Ransom.
Yeah. All right. Everyone listening, go ahead and redo your tweets. We gotta say a certain name because otherwise people might just sub to like Kobe Ross or something like that. Or
Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace. They'll find some other guy. But yeah, sub to Kobe Ransom.
If you do, I'll give you a cookie.
Virtual cookie. That simple.
Virtual cookie with a virtual hug.
I'm just talking about the most random things right now. Welcome to podcasting. When you know, this is the fun, guys. This is why you come here. This is exactly why you come here. It's podcasting's fun, man. Can't complain.
Oh yeah, also hit the likes. Like button. That helps a lot. Make sure you hit the like button. Ring the bell. That's another one. Ring the bell so you know when we're live.
That simple, man.
I gotta get better at the YouTube thing. I'm not doing it right.
Make sure to smack that like button, hit the subscribe button, turn on notifications, do all that stuff. Follow me on Twitter at NinerWireSam right here. Follow Kobe on Twitter at KobeRansom49GM.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple. That's how you do the outro.
There you go. Also sub to the podcast thing at Talking Niners Pod. And follow us on TikTok.
My YouTube is NinerWire. Yeah, that is my YouTube, Big Play Slay.
Yep, that's him.
We got another stream tonight. Oh, sorry, 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific. I'm doing my annual season predictions with my guy Jake, so make sure to check that out. Going to be predicting the NFL standings. You'll hear what I have to say about every team, Eagles, Niners, you name it, whatever your team is. I will be predicting their record. Not their record. I'm just going to predict their standings. Give you my playoff predictions. Give you my Super Bowl predictions. Do all that stuff. So it'll be fun.
This has been a chill stream. I'm sitting here. It's like, yeah.
I like these chill streams. Always fun.
Might play, might not. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Defense will dominate. Most likely. Yeah. Taking the over. You know, probably got Niners like plus 15. 15-point win, maybe. I don't know. Maybe 20.
Something like that.
30, maybe 40. Who knows? Might run it up a little bit.
But, yeah. Should be fun. All right.
All right.
that was well. I got to go switch my laundry, too, because then people get mad.
Oh, you got laundry. Oh, yeah. 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 All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. What an ending this was. Are we so professional? So great.
I know.
Who does it better than us? No one.
Beautiful.
make sure you follow us. We already kind of said it like 5 times already, but yeah, you see the yeah, right there. And also if you listen to the podcast version, what am I saying? It's in the description. The
Spotify, yeah, Apple details, Music, whatever. Rate
the
it.
Arrow thing, bam, rate the podcast, all that good stuff. Links in there. That'll do it for us. Thank you for listening. As always, go Niners.
See ya.